This is Lake Effect from WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. Good to have you with us. I'm Jane Hamden. Today on Lake Effect, we launch an examination of our region we're calling Project Milwaukee. We'll be talking with community activists and civic leaders about the economic vibrancy of our region, or some would say economic malaise. Mark Levine is founder and director of the Center for Economic Development at UW-Milwaukee. His research shows trouble here that leads to that dreaded comparison to Detroit. Mark Levine, welcome back to Lake Effect.
Always a pleasure, Jane.
So you've studied urban areas around the country and also in Canada. When you look at the Milwaukee region, at its core, what is going wrong here? What is not in place?
Well, unfortunately, there are quite a few things that are not going right for us right now. I mean, the bottom line is that our labor market is essentially broken in Milwaukee. Our standing compared to other large cities in the country is abysmal in terms of unemployment. On our latest employment watch that we do at the Center for Economic Development, Milwaukee had the second worst unemployment rate among the 50 largest cities. So we ranked 49th out of the 50 of the largest cities. Only Detroit had a worse unemployment rate. Our black male jobless rate, as we've documented through several reports, is now approaching 50%. That ranks us, again, among the worst with Buffalo and Detroit.
You've used the word grotesque to describe that black male joblessness rate.
Right. It is. I mean, it's unacceptable. It's been unacceptable for now two decades. It's been going up nonstop since the 1970s. We think there might have been a slight improvement in the middle part of this decade, but the latest statistics that we've pulled suggest that the rate is actually going back up again. So on a host of indicators, it's fairly obvious that our labor market isn't working. We're not providing enough jobs for all of the residents of this city and of this region who want to work. And I think we have a portfolio of economic development policies that aren't effectively responding to those challenges.
We're all familiar with the passing of the industrial age and Milwaukee being a manufacturing town. We're not a manufacturing town anymore. Have to get used to the new economy, that kind of thing. But what else is not happening here in this Midwestern, upper Midwestern, cold city that's happening in other cities?
Well, we have a couple of things that are working against us that really pose challenges for policymakers. I think to a greater extent than a lot of cities, we've been negatively affected by free trade. If you look at the employment picture in Milwaukee, it dramatically deteriorated in the period. I mean, it's been deteriorating for a while, but it dramatically deteriorated in the period after 1993-94 when NAFTA came into effect. In 1992, for example, our rank among the largest cities in terms of unemployment was 16th. So we were sort of toward the top. We've now plummeted, as I pointed out, to 49th. So I think we're facing, you know, some special difficulties in that regard. The other, I think, you know, major problem that's fairly obvious is that we're not only losing a lot of those manufacturing jobs at a more rapid rate than a lot of other places, but we're clearly not replacing them with some of the what are called post-industrial jobs at a rate that other communities are. And part of that problem relates to the structure of our regional economy, the fact that we have among the most segregated labor markets and segregated regions in the country, and so that growth that's occurring, for example, in our suburban areas is not trickling down, for example, to the central city or not providing jobs for workers who are living in the central city, primarily African-American workers who are, by virtue of the segregation of the region, fairly well concentrated in the central city. With an absence of good transportation links to the suburbs, good transportation links to where the jobs are being created, that's what creates what we call a spatial mismatch and the high unemployment in the central city.
Are there other cities comparable to Milwaukee that are not used to public transportation that have addressed this problem by supporting mass transit?
Well, yeah, there are quite a few. We just have to look a little bit to the north and west, and Minneapolis has spent a significant amount of money in the last decade to build a light rail system to better knit together its region. To our south and west, Kansas City has just passed a referendum in which they're going to be spending $1 billion to build, again, a regional light rail system. It's really quite extraordinary if you think about it, that if you look at the 35 largest metropolitan areas in the country, there are only two that don't have either a rail system in place or significant plans for a rail system, Milwaukee and Detroit. Those happen, not so coincidentally, to be the two cities that have the worst unemployment rates among the 50 largest cities. Now, it's not a one-to-one relationship, obviously, but I think we do need to look at the transportation issue. I think we'll have to look at the larger question of the role of public investment and infrastructure as not only important items for promoting long-term economic growth in our region in terms of enhancing productivity, in terms of promoting efficient land use patterns, but also in terms of providing a stimulus to the local economy in terms of job creation. In straight sort of Keynesian economics, you invest in infrastructure, you stimulate demand, you tighten labor markets, you call more workers into the labor market, and you create more jobs.
What about that term regional? There certainly has been a lot more talk about this concept in recent years, getting the suburbs to talk to the city and vice versa. Are things starting to move on that front in this area?
Well, so far I have to say I'm quite disappointed. I would call our regionalism a kind of toothless regionalism as opposed to a more muscular regionalism that exists in a lot of other communities. By muscular regionalism, I mean a regionalism that really addresses issues like income inequality between the city and the suburbs, that addresses issues like a stagnant job creation in one part of the region and growth in another part of the region, that addresses issues like how do we break down the walls of segregation in our region by building affordable housing in suburban areas, that addresses the really gnarly question of regional public finance. How do we share the benefits of growth in a region? There are regions, for example, like Minneapolis, Cleveland, which is a very depressed central city and a troubled region, which is, I think, a little more advanced than we are in discussing some of these regional issues, which now have on the table the issue of tax-based sharing, saying, okay, we're in this together. We're going to promote regional economic development. And growth in any part of the region is good for the entire region. Well, how are we going to back that up? We're going to say that if, in fact, growth occurs somewhere, anywhere in the region, we will share the increase in the tax base that occurs as a consequence of that growth with the central city and other areas in the region. I don't hear anybody in the M7 or in the regional approach here saying, well, if we promote growth in Cedarburg or Delafield or Pewaukee, that tax base increase ought to be shared, particularly with the city of Milwaukee, that is the site for most of the economic and social problems of the region.
Well, you can only imagine the reaction of local leaders, some local leaders and residents to that kind of idea. How did these other areas, say Cleveland, get past the people in Cedarburg who say, you've got to be kidding me, we're not sending our tax money to Milwaukee?
Right. Well, it's not as simple as just sort of sending our tax money to Milwaukee. It's sending the additional growth. It's not as if you're saying, okay, you know, we're going to impose a 10% or 20% surcharge on suburban residents, you know, to deal with city problems. So it's basically saying, you know, we're growing as a region. We're growing because we are a region together, and so we need to share the benefits of that growth. But you raise a larger question, and that is the politics of regionalism. And I certainly don't have any silver bullet answer on that. I don't think other regions do either, because it takes time. It takes political courage. It takes political leadership to build a culture of cooperation in regions. Minneapolis, obviously, has developed it over time. Portland, Oregon's another place that's developed it over time. Cleveland is obviously working at it. And we can talk about a number of other regions. But it's hard to do, and I must say I'm quite frankly a little skeptical in the near term of our ability to do that in Milwaukee, given the intense cleavages that we see. I mean, we can't even get a regional transportation authority put into place. We can't get agreement on sort of a lower level issue like that, let alone something that really requires a degree of buy-in to the notion of being a one region, something like regional public finance. So ultimately, it may be that there needs to be a role of the state government in sort of going a level above the city and above the region to say, well, we can sweeten the pot here. We can put more We can lubricate this process with some state spending, although given the last state budget, I have doubts about that, to sort of get the partners to the table. The other way in which we might be able to arrive at some sort of negotiation is, the one sort of trump card that the city still has, and that is obviously the issue of water. And somehow some kind of compromise that involves more water from the city out to suburban areas in return for a regional tax-based sharing scheme and a regional land use smart growth pattern that begins to focus growth on infill areas rather than sort of mindless sprawl, which is really creating, some of the problems in the region.
Let's talk about something you pointed to, political leadership. You have called the Barrett administration in different reports, talking about job creation, clueless.
Well, it's unfortunate you read the report so closely. Yes, it's true, and I think for a couple of reasons. One is that, the mayor certainly does talk about being a jobs mayor, and he says, "I'm all about jobs, jobs, jobs." Well, the bottom line is, since he's been mayor, we've dropped from 40th to 49th in terms of rank in unemployment. The mayor at one point made a statement, which I found extraordinary, and this was the origin of the clueless comment. Speaking to the Greater Milwaukee Committee, he said that the problem isn't so much that the city isn't growing, it's that the suburbs aren't growing fast enough. And I was wondering, where he was sort of running for mayor, if he thought that suburbs weren't growing fast enough, or that a job created in the suburbs is as good as a job created in the city. Well, not necessarily if city residents aren't getting those jobs. So I think my concern, and maybe that was a bit over the top in using an expression like clueless, but my concern is that we're doing the same thing over and over in terms of economic development. We're purporting to provide incentives for a better business climate. We're providing all sorts of subsidies for development projects. We're putting out the mantra that workforce development is the key, and if we just get workers with better skills, that'll create the problem because there are plenty of jobs for everyone. And at a certain point, if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, if you have the same policies over and over and they don't produce the results, and that's the bottom line, the results have to be, what's our unemployment rate? How many jobs are we creating? How do we compare it to other communities? And if we're lagging on all those indicators, then it strikes me we need to start doing something dramatically, even radically different. We need to kind of reinvent Milwaukee when it comes to economic development.
Well, all the news can't be terrible. What's going right and what does this region have going for it?
Well, I think we have a number of things that are going for us. First of all, in general, for example, our suburbs are among the more prosperous in the Frost Belt region. If we view the Frost Belt as kind of the northeast, midwestern region, the 15 or 16 largest cities in that region, by almost all the economic indicators that we look at the Center for Economic Development, our suburbs tend to rank in the top 3, 4, or 5 regions in terms of the lowest poverty rates, lowest unemployment rates, income growth. I mean, things have gotten a little more stagnant in the suburbs over the last 4 or 5 years. But generally, our suburban areas are doing pretty well. The labor force is fairly highly educated. And businesses are obviously attracted to that area. There are lots of good things going on in the central city as well. There are lots of, I think, impressive projects, a number of community-based organizations that are doing, really good things. I think there are some, commercial strips that are obviously showing some signs of revitalization, even some industrial development projects. I mean, the Menominee Valley project is certainly one that, we need to really view as a positive development. But we haven't gotten critical mass, certainly, on any of those projects, and I don't think, unfortunately, even aggregating all of those smaller projects, take the Menominee Valley project, for example, where I think about 2,000 jobs have now been created over the last decade. That's great, and it's important to reindustrialize, but that's obviously a drop in the bucket compared to the number of industrial jobs that are obviously leaving the community and that have left the community in the last decade. And so we need to find ways in the sort of big bang approach to economic development that are going to create the number of jobs necessary to really make a dent in the central city jobless situation. So yeah, there are certainly good things going on, but I think. We need to take a sober look at where we stand and why we stand where we stand and to figure out what kinds of new approaches we need to take.
Well, thanks so much for sharing your views as part of Project Milwaukee.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Mark Levine is founder and director of the Center for Economic Development at UW-Milwaukee. There's a link to the center and some of its research from our website, wuwm.com.